truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
And a genuine quintet of quality is actually with us. Nick, of course, we've worked so hard already this afternoon producing a radio show, which the listener can actually hear a week tomorrow, which is, of course, Sound and Nick's Vision. That'll be taking place on the 4th of June. Very exciting. And Kat, of course, has been working like a Trojan, getting all the press releases together, because, Katie Doyle, you may not realise that you're sitting next to a fabulous soul here who is coordinating an epic package. I mean, I say that quite literally. It's epic. It's Nick Elliott, rock photographer, live and in huge, wonderful formats, actually at Cholmondeley Castle in June. Is that not exciting, Katie Doyle?
That sounds fabulous.
It is, exactly so. It's something which, you know, ideally we'd like to visit.
Really? There's a castle named after the guy from Pawn Stars, Cholmondeley Castle?
You see, we Cameron,
that's,
you know,
cool,
sometimes... Just when I was singing your praises over the pre-show coffee and we were saying, yeah, Cameron's the man to go to talk about syndication of sound and Nick's vision, and suddenly he just drops the standard, you know, hugely on that basis.
I'm quite happy with that standard. I like that.
Nick, just talk us through what we're going to see at Cholmondeley Castle with this particular event, because, quite frankly, it's phenomenal.
It is. It's going to be a world first, we think. It's 13 of my images that will be shown at an exhibition in front of 65,000 people over the second weekend of June. And these things, the actual images are over 8 metres high. So it's quite a phenomena that we're about to create.
That's actually almost as tall as Chloe standing on the shoulders of Jessica. In fact, it's higher. It's taller.
Really?
It's taller than Chloe and Jessica and Katie almost combined.
Goodness me.
Phenomenal.
I think it is.
So, I mean, talking about it's astounding in every sense of the word. I mean, Jessica, I know you'd be looking forward to that. You were all set to actually go along, much as I was, etc. But you're off to the Isle of Man. Isle of Man. I'm going to Isle of Man. Well, never mind. And Chloe, of course, well, you'd be there, but you'd be hitchhiking on your way to get the whole thing. Who knows?
Yep.
We'll set up a campaign to get things sorted through from that point of view. Cameron, Leslie Curtis, local Lincolnshire lass, not from Scotland, as I've often sort of confused her as being from Scotland, which clearly she's not. But you'd like to actually sing her praises on the production today, I've no doubt, because she's had a recent album produced. And ultimately, let's face it, she's waiting for Katie Doyle's views on what she makes about Leslie Curtis, because this is, you know, the across the world, you know, bated breath. It's forget your kind of Amanda Holden on talent shows and various other bits and pieces. It's Katie's view that ultimately sort of has a real essence on this. So would you like to actually talk us through this little Leslie Curtis number? It's quite extraordinary.
Actually, kind of a few things in common. Leslie is a mutual friend between Nick and Kat and I. I've known Leslie for, oh man, almost 10 years now since I lived in Peterborough. We've kept up the friendship and the business relationship. Well, Leslie was here last autumn, to do some sightseeing and some songwriting and see what the whole Nashville experience was all about. Because prior to that, she had actually written this song with my wife, Jolia. They did it over Skype, which was a new thing for both of them to do, and it turned out pretty well. It's on Leslie's brand new album called Looking for the Girl, and this is called Extraordinary on Siren FM.
Station, suitcase in my hand, my own way, I did it, my own way, I did it, my own way.
And a little heads up, current news on Midweek Drive as far as traffic is concerned. Delays are expected on the A158 Ragby Road until later this evening. This is due to a fallen tree which has crushed a car on the A158 Ragby Road. So expect delays on the A158 Ragby Road until later this evening. Okay, let's move to Katie first. What did you make of Extraordinary and Leslie Curtis?
Painful.
I love the sentiment of the song.
Sorry, it was Kat having fun with the microphone. Don't worry. It's amazing. You love the sentiment of the song, Katie.
Definitely.
Excellent. And you were quite surprised to find she was from Lincolnshire.
I was. Yeah, she doesn't. It's not a typical Lincolnshire voice that she's got.
Not a typical Lincolnshire voice, Cameron. I, as you know, I thought she was from Scotland originally, but there we are. That's by the by. Nick, Leslie Curtis, a fan?
Yeah, I know Leslie very well. We've done some work together for a long, long time, and I think some of this stuff on this album's the best stuff she's ever done.
Well,
really like it.
High praise. Ace musical expert, although she hadn't actually heard of Duran Duran early today.
I've heard of Duran Duran.
It's Simon Le Bon, I know.
It was the names of them.
Yeah. And let's face it, Cameron, why should Chloe Baker have ever encountered Mark Knopfler in any way, shape or form? But still, that's by the by. Chloe, what did you make of Leslie Curtis?
Yeah, again, she's doesn't sound like she's from Lincolnshire at all.
That's not a bad thing, of course. I mean, if you are listening to the show and you do sound as though you're from Lincolnshire, it's all right, you know? All right, Duck? Moving on. Sorry, I just break into a little bit of vernacular.
You know you're in trouble when people from Peterborough speak slowly so people from Lincolnshire can understand.
The views of some of our contributors on the Madrid Drive do not necessarily echo those of the presenters on Sire 107.3 FM.
Language doesn't travel. It doesn't travel.
Jessica Ward.
Yeah, it was good. I think it's quite a good head bobbing song. So
head bobbing song.
Yeah, that's it.
As in a head bobbing for.
Head bobbing.
Is this like a New Zealander?
I think it is actually, okay. Jessica. But I mean, unless you're bobbing for apples, but you could be head bobbing. It reminded me very much of those little doggies that you have in the front of cars, and they sort of just bob sometimes, or in the back of cars.
A head bobbing.
Yeah, like that. That's
head,
it.
Head bobbing. Exactly.
Dog.
Leslie Curtis, if you're listening to the thing and you just have they just confirmed me to a head, compared me to a head bobbing dog? No, of course not. But you know, we're just wondering whether it's Tom, Dick, and Harry.
But the same size. Leslie is just kind of short. Well, not short, but
Look, we were just commenting.
You could put her in the back of your car window and have her nod as head.
Sounds like a challenge to me. We're over 25, Leslie. Yeah, we'll work on that basis. Could be a press release that you could do for that. I think it's thumbs up all round for Leslie Curtis's latest single, Extraordinary, already released May the 11th, of course, is when it was released. And the album, of course, Looking for the Girl. Find it. You know, it's a sat nav out there. Is now available, of course, on iTunes. Physical versions also available through the website store, and you can go to lesliecurtis.co.uk and get more magic from that point of view as well.
And we need to eat, so if you go and get the song Extraordinary, then Leslie and my wife get to eat. So you know, because they both wrote it, so. And that helps everyone out.
That's a really good sign. Cameron, do you want to actually break the news of the very exciting partnership that MapleStar Music and Media have actually just sort of announced with a group of country music writers?
Yeah, well, we've got a couple things going on. On Tuesday, we announced that we'd signed a partner with the Texas Musicians Museum in Irving, which is part of Dallas. And this is a really cool museum because it's not just country. It's anybody that's from Texas. So they've got Buddy Holly stuff. If you're a fan of people like Stevie Ray Vaughan, they'll have stuff of his. It even goes into Pantera. If you like that kind of glam thrash metal, Pantera is represented. It's all kinds of Texas music, Janis Joplin, and so many more. The museum actually opens up. It's currently in a smaller place, but it opens up in Irving, Dallas, in July, and it's going to be a really big deal. So we're working with them. We're really excited about that because Jolia, my wife, is from Texas, so to have that connection is really nice to be part of. And we've got our Summer Songwriter Series going on here in Nashville tomorrow night. We've got a great bunch of artists that are going to be playing in a songwriter round. It's going to be 12N, who we've featured before, our artists from Italy who are here. Jolie is going to be playing that, a talented artist that we featured on this show before, Laura McCormick, and Pearl Clarkin is going to be on it. And on Saturday, we've got another one, and we've got a young lady from England, Haley McKay, is going to be on that with 12N, Jolie, Aaron Pritchett from Canada, and a bunch of others. We've got a ton of stuff going on. We need you here in Nashville, so everybody come on over. we'll find a place for you.
Sounds like an invitation to me. What do you think, guys? Are up for a sort of quick flight to Nashville?
I'm packing.
Yeah, definitely.
As we speak, I'm packing.
Chloe's got a job interview tomorrow morning at Norwich, but apart from that, I think it all will be well. Tom Creason, director of the Texas Musicians Museum, said, we're happy to have MapleStar Music and Media on board with us. They've been a big supporter of what we're doing here, and their team brings a lot of creative ideas to the table. Tomorrow morning, Cameron, in the studio for the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, is going to be Gary Barlow. Or somebody who looks very like Gary Barlow, because Dan Hatfield, who's actually been working with Gary Barlow at a recent wedding, he made all the national newspapers over the weekend, will be actually in the studio for one whole English hour to go with Sue Royce. So it's very exciting.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's... And we said we promoted
it. Take that.
Whoa, quite literally. Last two questions for Cameron, please. Jessica.
Hello. Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us today, Cameron?
Absolutely. It's been a blast.
And will we be hearing from you in the near future?
I'll be back next week.
Awesome.
I guess now it's time for me to give up. It's time. Whenever I'm wrong, I tell you, I want you back. I want you back. You see, I want you back for good. Oh yeah. I guess now it's time that you came back for good.
Chloe Baker has now left the studio to head off to Norwich. And we'd like to say a quick hello to our Norwich fans, wouldn't we, Nick?
We would, to the legends that are Barry and Jackie Hooks, who are listening live. They're a huge fan of the show, Alex.
Oh, Barry and Jackie, it's wonderful. And we gather you had some fun times beating my hometown Middlesbrough over the sort of bank holiday.
Oh, yes,
Monday,
they were.
With a couple of girls, Cameron Jerome, in fact, scoring.
They were at Wembley following the events and...
Middlesbrough weren't, but their bus was late. Anyway, that's another thing entirely. And I promised Star Borough fans we wouldn't sort of go too much into the fact that they've got another season in the Championship, which I'm sure they do well, because it's the way they are. Anyway, as a Man City fan, I don't want to go any further down that line. Back for good, of course. Take that. Oh, hello. Anna actually breaking into her tea. What are you doing now, Anna? Have you just broken a plate there? Have you just sort of... Just come for some tea or coffee at this particular moment. Where are you?
Oh, I'd love a cup of tea. I'm actually still at work. My colleague's having a lovely holiday in the Lake District, so I'm on my own today. Well, I'm knocking out shop.
Never mind. You know, the fact that you're there doing your stuff, working, you know, fingers to the bone, proves that you're a consummate professional, which is always great. Were you ever a Take That fan, Anna, or is it not really your generation, really?
Well, no, they were good. I quite like the Pet Shop Boys as well, actually. They were cool. And there was a brilliant programme the other night on the telly about one-hit wonders. And I could sing along to most of them. It was really creepy. Things like really, really sort of one-off songs that made the charts. And then the stars never came back again. It was just sad, really. But, yeah.
Most of them end up working community radio, but anyway, it's just it's cruel and harsh and probably unwanted in all sorts of ways. In the studio today, quick reminder, we've got a quartet of quality now that Chloe has actually left us. We've got our ace photographer, Nick Elliott, who's spoken to Nick, of course, before, and the Nick Elliott, Anna Lewis repartee and joie de vivre has just become legendary. Jessica Ward is with us, of course, before she heads back to the Isle of Man for a wee while, and she'll be doing some phone links with us, but, you know, still here doing her stuff with her. We have Katie Dorr, who, of course, is the Katie Dorr, she who sends out all sorts of material, invites to things. I haven't had the chance to actually say, Katie, I won't be able to make the 25th because I'll actually be working on the Lincolnshire Showground. How can I break that to yourself and Jason? But what they?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I did respond to something else. Sorry, bit of business on air there, Anna. You know, the fans like it. And of course, we've got Kat as well. Whom would you like to have a brief word with whilst we try to set up our American correspondent? Another American correspondent, of course. That would be Peter Franklin in New York. So, do you want to speak? Yeah, I know. Who do you want to speak to? Katie? Do you want to speak to Kat? Do you want to speak to Jessica or Nick? It's entirely up to your good self.
Okay, I'll speak to Jessica.
Nice choice.
Hi. Yeah. And so how are things in Jersey?
Yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, the weather's perked up, which is always pretty good. But Jersey's invested in a new bus service this week, which has got these huge double-deckers. And it's scary. It's like going on a ride at Thorpe Park on one of those buses because they're just so high up. And the route that it goes on, and these double-deckers are designed to come in from Jersey Airport into the town, it goes through three nasty bends that have a 200-foot drop. Wow. And it really is scary. So I would advise if anyone is coming to Jersey to not take the bus, but go for a taxi. Just pay that bit more for the luxury of not having to worry about your life insurance and funeral costs and things like that, because it is quite scary.
And just a little heads up in terms of scary things. You might have wondered, well, what happened to the people who were in the car on the A158 Ragby Road? Were they injured, etc.? No, they've not suffered any serious injuries. It was a car hit by a fallen tree on the A158 Ragby Road, which obviously is causing delays until later this evening. So there we are. It's Ragby Road.
Dear.
I know, it's a first for us, traffic news on the Midrick Drive. Are they ill? No. It's just whenever something serious comes up, we will raise that. So it's always important for that body. Moving on, little choice of extraordinary things for you, Anna. Do you want to go for a tune which Jessica once sang in her school choir in New Zealand? Or would you like to go for Christy and Yellow River, both of whom are sort of classics of their time? Where do you think you should actually go? Christy, yes, Yellow River.
I'll go for the first option.
You're going to go for the first option.
Really,
you're going to go for the one that Jessica Ward said a matter of days ago. Yeah, I used to sing that, and I hadn't realised that there was another version other than the one that Elvis Presley did. Anna, how old do you think Jessica was when she was in the school choir singing Can't Help Falling in Love, not the Andy Williams version, but the slightly slower Elvis Presley version?
Yeah, I think I'd rather like the original, the Elvis Presley version. I'm just a bit of an old-fashioned person, really.
How old do you think Jessica was, though, when she first sang it?
Oh, dear. Give us a clue.
No clues at all. Just, I'm just asking, how old do you think she was?
School choir, I'd say about 11 or 12.
And in fact, the answer is, Jessica?
I think it was between the years 5 and 7, but I'm not 100% sure. It was long ago.
Between the years 5, is that years as in New Zealand
5 years old.
Years?
Yeah. Right. Otherwise, this gets too complicated with that kind of
time travel. we are living time travellers. But it's nice to see that she took it appropriately. And you thought it was Matt Munro, did you?
I did think it was Matt Munro. Yeah, I did, Alex.
Had a feel to it.
Because he did do a version, I do believe.
Exactly. Indeed. Anyway, Michelle Monroe is doing all sorts of other bits and pieces these days, so that's a different line entirely. Still to come on the programme, hopefully Peter Franklin live from New York City, Annette Andre from California, Jean Bruce Scott from Native Voices at the Autry, Katie Grimerson, Katie's back from Birmingham, and Phil Leonis, of course, if he's recovered from the trauma that was Dean Haglund's last ever co-presentation on Chilpack Hollywood before he hied off to Australia. They're still working together, but it is Australia. I mean, you can only stay in touch with Australians through tapping the table or postcards. Stop telephoning. Yeah, Lord. Only kidding, any Australians who are actually out there. And Jess, as you'd be pleased to know, I didn't mention New Zealand's cricket result at all today.
I'm very grateful for that.
So, very good. So what are the last two questions we need to put to Anna at this stage, please? Jess?
Oh, sorry.
What are the last two questions?
Oh, have you enjoyed your telephonic link? Sorry.
I have today, thank you.
It was lovely.
Thank you very much.
Some of the days are dreadful. She lies through her teeth.
It was lovely talking to you, and will we be hearing from you soon?
Yes, I'll be here. Yep, definitely.
We need to do that sort of round island thing from the Isle of Man to Jersey. Jersey to the Isle of Man.
Because you've got a Manx language, and we talked about that today.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Those Manx languages, we'll get there in the end.
Oh.
originally written by Harry Chapin and performed for us there by the New Seekers and Circles. All my life's a circle in so many ways. Katie Dorr, we haven't spoken about your thoughts on the Telefantasy Society event, which you kindly attended, and obviously, as Jamie Anderson said, without Katie Dorr, it just would not have been an event at all, really. How did you find the whole gig itself?
I wasn't able to get to anywhere near as much as I wanted unfortunately. Yeah, yeah. It was a crazy day. But no, the bits that I did get to see were absolutely fantastic. I loved the models of the Battlestar Galactica that you had. They were amazing.
Well, Jessica only managed to do half the day and still enjoyed it. But the great news is, if I said, Katie Dorr, were you possibly available on Sunday the 7th of June? What would you say? Sunday the 7th of June.
I don't know.
On Sunday the 7th of June, as promised, Sci-Fido hits the whole London airwaves. Yes, I will be featuring Louis Savvy from Sci-Fi London once again here. But the third annual Let's Have Our Favourite Canines Dressed as Our Favourite Characters.
Oh, that's unmissable.
A genuine canine, etc. Sci-Fido is happening. It's the closing part of this year's Sci-Fi London Film Festival. You even have Elvis Presley as Chihuahua. What's such a... You see, Kat... The jaw drop that you've just heard from Nick Elliott has been, well, this is, just imagine these giant-sized, Nick. There we are, giant-sized canines dressed as your favourite character, Sci-Fido in full force. Even Princess Leia. There we are. So there we are. That's an invitation. If you're around, we might be able to sort out something. It's a journey down to London, but the invite is there. I know. I think Chloe's so excited. She's left to do a job interview on the whole basis, but she'll be taking part in that. So you see, the magic that is science fiction never ends. Well, the magic that is Peter Franklin, it never ends. We don't know. We'll try one more time. But being a working New York taxi driver, he sometimes has to do various working things. So. We've tried to actually reach him a few times, but as yet, without success. Now, we might just have to leave another voicemail with him, or he might answer. It's all part and parcel of the rich tapestry.
Hi, I was able to get the phone out of my pocket. Wait a couple of minutes and call me again.
Yeah, that's it, you see.
Get the message again.
Cunningly done. Because it sounds as though he's there. And Mac possibly is there, but no, the intonation's been the same. Let's wait for that beep. And Peter, we had hoped to be connecting with your good self for your views on Memorial Day. It looks as though that's not going to happen. So we'll just have to sort of rearrange and go for another time, another day, and so on. But let's face it, I mean, you're devastated, Nick, I can tell.
Oh, devastated.
Yeah. Jessica, well, you'll be back in the Isle of Man, so you've all sort of... Kat, well, beside, and Katie Dorr beside herself. Never mind. New York hasn't managed to come through, so we'll just have to go to California instead. But the good news is, for those people who like Eurovision, we will be featuring this year's winning entry. And you see, there are times in the faculty office, Katie, I know, when Tony and Lynn and Joy and the rest of the team and they all sort of say, but can they actually keep adding cream to that show? And, you know, with Eurovision, what's not to love with respect to that? Exactly, always. But let's not build up too quickly to that. Let's go back in time to Denmark's entry a couple of years ago. Emily DeForest, Only Teardrops, because we're shedding them over the absence of Peter Franklin.
The sky's red tonight. We're on the edge tonight.